Home for Easter by Annika and Jessica Devert and read by Natalie Peeler for Saga Egmont.
Chapter 1.
Mum, come on! It's nearly 12 o'clock!
Emily smiled at her second youngest daughter and hugged her. It's actually a whole 10 minutes to midnight still, and I want to ring Sarah and wish her a happy new year. But I'll be there soon.
But you mustn't miss the countdown.
Liv sternly wagged her finger at her mother, with the kind of determined expression only a truly self-confident 10-year-old can pull off. Laughing, Emily held up her hands in defence.
I'll hurry up, I promise.
Run out to Lynn and Oscar now and get yourself a glass of cola to toast with. I think Krista and Karina have already started on the fireworks. Liv ran off, and Emily went into the kitchen to get a moment's peace, away from the noisy party guests on the veranda. She could hear Susie and Stina laughing at something Stina had said, and Jenny's clear voice telling them about her Christmas yoga up on the rock. Oscar's parents had been invited, but had declined, as they didn't want to leave Oscar's grandmother alone at home. After the latest discussion at their house, it was probably just as well. Lynn didn't always feel welcomed by Oscar's grandmother, but at least she hadn't said anything else about Lynn's skin colour, which was something. Emily pulled out her phone and brought up Sarah's name, clicking on the green handset symbol.
Hello?
Hey, babe, it's Emily. Happy New Year. You sound out of breath. Have you been running?
Oh, Happy New Year to you too.
Emily could hear the children shouting in the background and Sarah's husband's deeper voice as he tried to organise them.
Oh dear, not exactly a calm New Year in Vexshire.
Emily could hear Sarah shouting something to the children before she came back to the telephone.
No, it's a bit chaotic, but it'll be fine. How's it going for you? A cosy New Year party in the Christmas house, is it?
Emily looked around at the Christmas wallpaper in the kitchen and the shiny, bright red kitchen cabinets and gave a sigh.
Yeah, it still looks the same, but everyone's here and it's really nice. The girls are happy and Andreas is fantastic.
I must say, I'm a little jealous, but have you told the youngsters about the two of you yet?
No. God, no. Not yet. We'll do it when the time's right. There's been so much going on with the Christmas market, and then Christmas. And it was so lovely you came. It gave me a warm feeling all the way through.
It felt really good to me too, I have to say, said Sarah, shouting something to one of her children in the same breath.
Emily laughed.
Look, it sounds like you're busy, so I won't keep you. I just wanted to say Happy New Year, and I hope you'll come back soon. There's so much I want to tell you and talk to you about.
You mean the job?
Yes, and other things, she laughed.
Emily peered out of the kitchen window at the snow-covered garden. After the Christmas market, an air of calm had fallen over Sadinern. When they'd cleaned up the community centre and added up the income and outgoings for table bookings and electricity, she and Krista had realised they'd made a profit. And a good one, too. That meant they could both stop holding their breath and be happy that their first project together had actually worked out as well as they'd hoped. And over the following weeks, Emily had been able to concentrate on preparing for Christmas with her girls. Of course, Lynn was baking, and Liv and Linnea, Ture, Kaisa, and a few other friends were helping out. There was no need to put up Christmas decorations in the most Christmassy house on the whole of Sadinern, so instead, Emily chose her favourites, bought a tree, and found a use for some of Astrid's baubles, glitter, and strings of red beads. She'd put the precious vase away in a safe place. And after the festivities, she planned to look for someone who could value it and sell it. That would make a welcome addition to the